listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Dr. Paul Skolnick. He's the chairman of the UConn Health Center Department of Medicine, infectious diseases physician is his specialty. And we're going to be talking a little bit this morning, at least to start, about whooping cough, which is on the increase across the country. And in some places, there have been outbreaks. And Doctor, good morning and welcome to the program, first of all.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. And might this suggest that maybe not enough of us are getting vaccinated against whooping cough these days?
Yes, for whooping cough, it's a bit of a complicated situation because the vaccine preparations have changed. But in the end, that's right. Not enough of us are getting vaccinated at the right times against whooping cough.
And I thought that when I was growing up, that was just part of the many vaccinations you got when you were very young. Is that still the case?
That's still the case. So it's one of the routine childhood vaccinations. And in fact, children are protected against whooping cough for the most part. A lot of the spread has occurred because as we age, we lose our immunity against that bacteria. And therefore, not only those people are at risk, but they spread the infection to others.
Who should be vaccinated for whooping cough, and how frequently should they get the vaccination?
So as you mentioned, it's one of the childhood vaccines,
right,
and that's really pretty routinely given to all of our children. Because of the outbreaks and because of the resurgence of this disease, the recommendations have recently changed as to who should get vaccinated. So every 10 years, we give a tetanus vaccine. Now the recommendation is, as part of that, in a co-formulation, to include a vaccine component against pertussis or whooping cough. Mm-hmm. And then during outbreaks, there are special recommendations as to close family contacts getting vaccinated. And then finally, and most importantly, around the time of childbirth, either while a woman is pregnant or immediately after she gives birth, before she leaves the hospital, the recommendation is to update the vaccines against whooping cough because that young newborn child is most at risk for contracting the disease and for bad outcomes.
How concerned should we be about the possibility the vaccine is losing its effectiveness?
So this gets to that first point I made,
right,
about the vaccine changing.
Right.
It's not so much that the vaccine is losing effectiveness, but rather that the new vaccine that was introduced, the so-called acellular vaccine, which has fewer side effects than the whole bacterial vaccine, is, it turns out, we're discovering, effective for a shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas the old vaccine might have given people immunity for perhaps up to 10 years, the new vaccine seems to lose its protective effects after about 2 years.
How much of a public health concern is whooping cough? Do we know how many people in Connecticut are affected? And is it something that occurs during certain times of year?
Yeah. So we've been a bit lucky in Connecticut so far in that we've had no big outbreaks. Each year, about 100 people or so throughout the year contract whooping cough. At least those are reported cases.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably many more that go unreported. We are always worried about outbreaks, and that's happened across the country. Therefore, it is a problem. It is a concern, and that's why we're pushing the vaccinations. The disease is most prevalent during the summer months, but it occurs year-round. And in terms of ages that are affected, all age groups are affected. We worry most about the youngest kids because they get the sickest, and it's potentially most lethal in that age group.
And so many illnesses, the flu for one, primarily it reaches its peak in the wintertime. This is kind of reversed. Why is that?
It's unclear for each particular pathogen, and it gets to the actual structure of the virus or the bacteria, and also to patterns of spread. So whooping cough occurs year-round. There is a slight increased prevalence during the summer months. The Department of Public Health has an interesting strategy they call cocooning, and that's the strategy that I just mentioned. So we're really making a big effort to get all pregnant moms revaccinated, in essence, against pertussis, or as the child is born, to vaccinate them before they leave the hospital.
As a population, are we still keeping up with our vaccinations as we should, or as it seemed we used to always do?
I don't think so. I'm speaking, of course, as an infectious disease specialist, but there are a couple of things going on. There have been these periodic tendencies of people to question whether we need any vaccines, and sometimes this is born of the sense that maybe it's related to another disease, like autism, for instance. There was a big rage about that for a while.
Right.
So that's okay to raise questions. That particular question has been very well studied and in detail. So for me, it's problematic when people still bring that up. Mm-hmm. But that's led to some people being scared about getting vaccines. There are also people who have some religious exceptions and things like that. Our vaccination rates have gone down, and that's a big problem. One of our most effective strategies to prevent infections are, in fact, vaccines.
What are the implications if enough of us don't get those recommended vaccines?
So that sets the stage for outbreaks, and that's exactly how outbreaks occur. Another such illness is measles.
Right.
So measles rates of vaccinations have gone down, and we, after years of not having almost any cases of measles in the United States, have had periodic outbreaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had measles when I was eight, and it was, you don't want it, believe me.
That's right. It's no fun.
I was pretty much out of it for a few days. What are the symptoms of whooping cough? I mean, it's more than just your normal cough that you would have with a cold.
Absolutely. And, I'll answer that in a moment. But getting back to the measles for just a second. Thank you so much. It's not only the disease itself, but it's the complications. So people don't realize this. They hear measles, they think fever and rash.
Right.
But there's an encephalitis. Mm-hmm. There's a pneumonia. There's a cerebellitis. So there are very serious neurologic consequences of that kind of infection. So parents will sometimes think, oh, well, okay, you know, so they'll get the measles. But it's important to know there are really bad outcomes sometimes. In terms of whooping cough and the symptoms of whooping cough, people get fever and they get cough, but it's a special kind of cough. The way the disease Bordetella pertussis got its name of whooping cough is there's an inspiratory whoop. It really sounds like a whoop as the child is, you know, trying to breathe in. There's a protracted cough that can last for weeks, and there is this phenomenon that we call post-tussive emesis, which basically means after the cough, there's a tendency for people to throw up. And those are some of the really classic characteristics. We make a definitive diagnosis by culture. So the person comes into the physician and we take samples and we send them to the lab. And we're pretty good at making definitive diagnoses. And we have good treatments if we're able to make the diagnosis.
We've got just under a minute to go. And I quickly wanted to ask before you left, we're in latter parts of the summer right now. And people will start thinking about influenza. When should people be getting their flu shots this year?
So, great question. This is a yearly vaccine. For each vaccine, there's a periodicity that we recommend revaccination. Influenza vaccine is one that we give every year because the strains change. The early fall is the best time to get vaccinated, come September, October. But if you haven't gotten vaccinated and it's November, December, January, you should still get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. There are announcements that come out when the vaccine is ready. Each year it's prepared in a separate way. So come September, you should start hearing about the availability of the influenza vaccine.
All right, doctor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pleasure being here.
That is Dr. Paul Skolnick. He's chairman of the UConn Health Center Department of Medicine and an infectious diseases physician. This has been At Home in Connecticut. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC. News Talk 1080.